In 1979, when I was a senior in college, a number of us chartered a bus to go up to Winnipeg, Canada, and watch a true total eclipse of the sun when the moon completely covers the sun, and that got me hooked on seeing them.
Are you what I might even call an eclipse chaser?
I would classify myself as an eclipse chaser. I mean, I'm not in the league with some of the real premier eclipse chasers who've seen dozens of eclipses. I have seen 4 total eclipses so far. This will be my 5th.
Obviously, it's going to be worth it because looking at the amount of distance you've traveled and you've put a lot of planning, a lot of research into this, what is the difference between what you're going to see on Monday and what I'm going to see stuck here back in DeKalb?
There's a big difference. And as I say, partial eclipses happen right now. A partial eclipse this Monday is going to be a lot of the sun covered. More than 90% of the sun will be covered as seen from DeKalb. You can't see the corona with a partial eclipse. You can't stare at it with your naked eye with a partial eclipse without injuring your naked eye when it's only a partial eclipse, because that part that's still bright is too bright for our retinas in our eyes to be able to take without causing damage. You know, just like if you try and look at the sun directly, your eyes, you'll turn away because it hurts. And you don't want to stare at that crescent sun. However, when it's total, you can look safely at it, just like you can look safely at the full moon. Also, if you look at the horizon during the total eclipse, 360 degrees in all directions, it'll look like sunrise because you're looking at the edge of where the moon's shadow is hitting the earth. And just like when the sun, just before the sun comes up, the sky is pink. If you look in all directions during a total eclipse, at the edge of the horizon, the sky is pink.
I guess Southern Illinois is the closest place around here.
Actually, from DeKalb, probably the closest place would be going down to the south side of St. Louis, or Columbia, where the University of Missouri is, Jefferson City. Those are all areas that are also in totality. In Illinois, you have to go all the way down basically to Carbondale at the southern edge of the state because its track is roughly from northwest to southeast across the United States. So for some people, it's easier to get to see the total eclipse in Missouri than it is in Southern Illinois.
How are you going to observe it? You know, people, when they see these things, of course, everyone's going to have their smartphones out and they're taking terrible pictures of it. What are you going to be doing?
I have a single-lens reflex camera so that I've got, with different lenses, some zoom lenses, so I can make the sun bigger on the image than it normally would be, get more detail. I have special solar filters that I've ordered that during the partial phase will let me safely take pictures of the sun through without damaging the electronics of the camera. So you want to have a solar filter on the outside of the lens, just like wearing the special solar glasses that you can use to see the partial eclipse. And then also I'll be taking pictures with that during totality. Take the filters off because the cameras can take pictures just like our eyes can observe it without a filter. And we'll see how they turn out. I'm hoping they turn out even better than the ones 18 years ago that I took, because now I'll have both digital cameras. Didn't have that then. I only had a film camera.
Since the last time, 18 years ago, technology's changed in so many ways. What's new, different, better than you had then?
So I have a digital SLR. That's one improvement. The internet, there's so many different weather sites that I can link to. It's so much easier. The National Weather Service has already links on its page to the eclipse, and you can by region along the eclipse track, and it will show you the cloud forecast for next Monday.
Okay, so for people who haven't gotten around to getting their eclipse stuff together for next Monday, what do you recommend for them tool-wise and maybe even some good sites that'll help them find their way?
Well, if you're just going to be staying in and around DeKalb, where it's going to be only a partial eclipse, the most important thing is get a pair of eclipse glasses. There are many that are certified. They'll be safe. They will have an ISO rating to say that they are using a filter that will protect your eyes. If you go to the American Astronomical Society, AAS.org, they have a link and will tell you which companies make glasses that will be safe to watch the partial eclipse through. And if you're going to try to drive to where it's total, then really what you want to do is figure out where you're starting from, how much time it's going to get there. Hotels are going to be pretty hard to get for a Sunday night hotel because they've been booked, some of them, for up to a year already.
And I suppose you've had yours for about a year.
I have.
Well, good.
So I've been thinking about this one since the last one I saw 18 years ago.
What's really great, too, is that your family's into it. Although it's really hard to imagine who wouldn't want to
take part in this. So spectacular. Even if you don't know the science, knowing the science, you know, helps understand what's going on, but it's spectacular. It's like you don't have to be a geologist to just stare in awe at the Grand Canyon. And it's the same thing. You don't have to be an astronomer to appreciate the wonder of a solar eclipse. And the difference is that the Grand Canyon is available every day of the year, but the solar eclipse only covers any given part of the Earth on the average once every 375 years. For many people, it's once a lifetime. The good part, particularly for southern Illinois, is that there is an eclipse crossing roughly south to north across the U.S. in the year 2024, so just 7 years from now. And that one will also pass over Carbondale. So even though on the average it's only 375 years between eclipses, southern Illinois will have two eclipses less than 7 years apart, two total eclipses.
I mean, this might be the most recorded event yet, now that so many people have
It could well be. I mean, there are many people. The European eclipse in 1999 was very heavily attended. Total eclipses since then have mostly passed over ocean or less populated areas of the globe, so they haven't had the kind of numbers. Now it's going to the United States, a country with a lot of technology available, public who knows how to use that technology and has the vehicles to get places. So many people are saying this is probably going to be the most viewed eclipse in history.
What is it that makes a filter the proper one for this sort of viewing?
It's just how much light it absorbs. In fact, if you have a friend or relative who's a welder, and they have welder's glass rated number 14 or greater, that's also perfectly safe, right? Because the bright light of an arc welder is too bright to look at directly. So welders have these masks, and they have this green glass in the lens, and that's also enough that you can safely look through. So it's really just, it has to absorb enough light that your eye can handle what's left. It's just that when you look through it, everything else is black. If you look through a welder's mask, everything else is black except the bright light. And you can take a piece of this welder's glass and look at the sun, and look at the sun through it, you'll see the sun. You won't see anything else except the sun.